You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explain the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
And we're going to come to the sixth topic, is the serving as a family. 整个家一起来侍奉神。
The entire family as a whole to serve God.
首先我们要知道一件事情。
The very first thing that we need to recognize.
我们为什么得救？
Why are we saved?
为什么？
Why are we saved?
To glorify the Lord.
To glorify the Lord. 很好啊。
Very good.
神救我们。
God saves us.
不是只是不要叫我们下地狱受审判而已。
It's not that merely that we would not enter into eternal condemnation and to be judged.
也不是只是要把我们从很多的痛苦啊、疾病啊、软弱啊、败坏里面救出来。
And not simply to deliver us out of our bitterness, our difficulties and our corruptions.And to bring us out of those things.
那些真的很重要。
Those are all very important.
啊，我们唱到我是个罪人，蒙主恩，我们就感谢他，谢谢他救了我了。
And when we sing such a song, I am a sinner saved by grace, we rejoice with him because he truly has saved us.
但是弟兄姊妹，神把我们不光要救出来。
But brothers and sisters, the Lord is not only delivering us out.
神要把我们带进去。
But God is bringing us in.
带进一个我们从来没有想过也没有进入过的一个境界。
Into a realm that we've never imagined before.
这个境界充满了属天，充满了生命，充满了神自己的同在。
And this realm is a place that's full of God's presence.
啊，你可以一直讲下去，讲不完的。
We could keep elaborating on this, but we can't stop.
而最重要的一件事情就是这个境界里面神在哪里。
And the most important thing is that in this realm, God is there.
而我们这些得救的人居然可以站在神面前。
And we who are saved stand before God.
我们可以来侍奉他。
And we can serve him.
因为这是一件大事情啊。
This is a big thing.
以前有个小小的故事，讲到那个大天使带这个小天使哈。
There was a story that was told once. There was a big angel that led a small angel.
这个给他 practical training.
They gave him some practical training.
他就在宇宙中遨游哈。
So they were flying through the universe.
哇，这个一个星球一个星球，一个银河系一个银河系的带他去看。
And one star after another, one galaxy after another galaxy.
啊，那个天使就是神所造的。
The bigger angel could show that smaller angel this is what God has created.
哇，那个小天使哇。
The little angels are like, wow, everywhere he goes.
哇，神的创造这么伟大。
God's creation is indeed awesome.
如果当他们 pass by 一个小天使，连看都不想多看一眼的一个小星球。
And then as they pass by a very small planet, the little angel, they don't want to look at it anymore.
大天使突然停下来。
And the big angel all of a sudden stops.
看见那个星球吗？
Do you see that little planet?
那个叫地球。
It's called Earth.
小天使根本不想看。
What's the big deal?
你知道吗？这是在神眼中最宝贵的一个星球。
He said that is the most precious planet in God's eyes.
他天使不能明白。
The little angel couldn't understand.
他说在这里，所有的人是照着神的形象，按照他的样式造的。
He said all the human beings were created according to God's image and likeness.
他想这事情很大。
And the little angel, he began to pay attention.
他说那是有一天。
And then the big angel says, and then one day,
亲自来到这个地球。
God himself came upon this planet.
他就非常惊叹，怎么可能？
And this little angel got even more surprised. He said, how is that possible?
天和天上的天都不管他，主他怎么会来这么小的地方？
The heaven and the heavens above is not sufficient to hold our God. Why would he even find himself in such a small planet?
连小天使都看不起的星球。
And it's such a planet that the small angel doesn't even care about.
这个天文学家告诉我们，整个宇宙的这个星球，真的像海边的沙，甚至比海边的沙还多。
And
说不出来的叹息。
The stars and the creation of the universe is more numerous than the sand we see on the seashore.
那地球根本是算不了的一个沙。
And the earth cannot even be counted.
他说神来过这里。
The angel said, God came upon this planet.
里面的人把神钉在十字架上。
And the men of this earth nailed him on the cross.
好，为了救这个星球上的人，他把他的命在这里舍掉了。
For the sake of saving those who are on this planet, he gave his life.
那个小天使看过所有的星球，都让他感动，让他心疼。不都听到这些故事的时候，他下眼，他就下眼泪。
And the little angel was awed at all the other stories of all the other creation, but when he heard the story, he began to shed tears.
Amazing grace.
It's amazing grace.
这么伟大的神。
This huge, awesome God.
他所有就有，整个宇宙就出现了。
And all things come to existence through his word.
已经让所有的天使跟这些科学家、天文学家。全球的研究不完的宇宙的浩瀚。
And the angels, the scientists cannot exhaust their studying of what God has made.
但是神却爱我们。
But yet God loves us.
神爱你，神爱我。
God loves you and God loves me.
他为你流血，为我流血。
He shed his blood for you and for me.
他救了你，他救了我。
He saved you and he saved me.
最重 拯救我们。
And the most important part, not only that He saved us,
才让我们可以得到他的生命，让我们活在他的面前。
That we may have His life, that we may stand before Him,
让我们居然可以设立在神的面前，成为君尊的祭司。
And that we may stand before Him and live as holy priesthood.
因为这个是一件荣耀的事情。
And this is something very glorious.
希伯来作者说，这些人是世界不配有的。
And this is what the author of Hebrews says, that these people of the world is not worthy to have.
这个世界不配有我们。
The world is not worthy to have them.
我们里面的生命是尊贵的，是属天的。
Because our life is royal and is heavenly.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们被救被召是为了侍奉他的。
We were saved. We were called to serve Him.
我们在地上不过是客旅，是寄居的，暂时的。
We are but sojourners, pilgrims.
这是 temporal. 不配拥有我们。
The world is not worthy to have us.
现在让弟兄姊妹在出埃及记，神看见他的百姓这样子被埃及奴隶了。
So dear brothers, when the Lord saw that His own people were suffering as slaves in Egypt,
心里面不甘心啊。
His heart is not willing.
一读出埃及记，一切充满着神从天上的呼声 ，Let my people go to serve me.
But when you read through this book, you will hear this cry. God from heaven says, Let my people go that they may serve me.
让我的百姓，容我的百姓去。
Let my people go.
你们不可以辖制他。
You cannot hold them bondage.
神的儿女啊，你不应该被辖制的。
Children of God, you are not to be held bondage.
这世界是暂时的。
This world is temporal.
所有的财富、荣华富贵都是暂时的。
All the wealth of this world is but temporal.
跟那极重无比永远的荣耀是不能比的。
Concerning that eternal glory cannot be compared.
跟我们得到的生命、尊贵的身份是不能比的。
Concerning this life that we have received, it cannot be compared.
因为怎么样侍奉神是最荣耀的事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, to serve the Lord is a glorious thing.
不光只是看见我们被埃及的雇工辖制，神不甘心的。
It's not only that God is unwilling that we would remain as slaves in Egypt.
神心疼我们的痛苦。
But God, is pained by our own sorrow.
这是要把我们救出来。
So God wants to deliver us.
让我们真知道我们是属神的人。
That we may truly know that we belong to Him.
弟兄姊妹，到了新约，路加福音告诉我们。
So when we come to the New Testament, the book of
Luke. 让我们既然从仇敌的手中被救出来。
That we were snatched out of the hands of our enemy.
是叫我们被终身。坦然无惧地在他面前用圣洁公义来侍奉他。
And that for the rest of our lives that we just serve our God without condemnation.
让我们一辈子都侍立在神的面前。
That the rest of our lives that we may stand before our God.
希伯来书第九章也说到耶稣那个无瑕疵的他的血。
And Hebrews chapter 9 also talks about the blood of Christ.
不仅仅洗净我们。
And not only does it cleanse us.
洗净我们的心，除去我们的死刑。
Cleanses us of our dead works.
不仅仅我们的罪被洗掉了
But now we are our sins washed away.
我们身上的这些死亡的权势、死亡的行动和倾向、那个习惯都被除掉了
The power of death and the actions that comes from death, they're all removed.
目的是什么？
What's the purpose?
我们一起来读最后那句话
Let's read it together.
使你们侍奉那永生神
That you may serve the living God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
So dear brothers and sisters,
侍奉
service,
不仅仅是一个最高最高的一件事情
And it's not the most, it's the highest thing.
我们是在侍奉永生神
But we are serving the living God.
侍奉
service,
是一件终身的事情
It's something that is for the rest of our lives.
神救我们
God saved us.
他叫我们终身在他的面前
That all the days of our lives we will stand before Him.
对我们软弱失败了
So when we are weak and we're fallen,
不要以为神不要你。
Don't think that God don't care about you.
但是早已经付了。
The price has already been paid.
权柄早已经给了。
And the authority has already been given to you.
什么时候我们醒悟过来
？But whenever you wake up.
什么时候我们回转向神
？Whenever you turn to God.
我们所有尊君尊祭司这尊贵的身份和地位仍然存在了。
Position of the royal priests still exists.
我们就起来尽我们的职分，起来侍奉永生神。
So we stand as what we are called to stand to serve the living God.
而且马太福音告诉我们。
And then, the gospel according to Matthew tells us.
马太福音第六章告诉我们一个人不能侍奉两个主。
And Matthew chapter 6 says that a person cannot have two masters.
我们不能够又侍奉神又侍奉马太。
You cannot serve God and serve mammon.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见几件事情。
We see a couple of things here.
侍奉
and serving
是一个最高、最崇高的侍奉。
It is something that is the most highest value.
因为我们是在侍奉万王之王。
Because we're serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Eternal God. We all have a boss here on earth. And kids, you guys got a boss to your parents. We all have a boss. And there's not a person that is, can be compared with the King of Kings. Our service is of the Most High. And secondly, our service must be focused and of singularity. Whether you acknowledge it or not, whether you know it or not, we all have a master. And according to the scripture, we are all serving. Whether you are serving God or you're serving mammon, whether you're serving God or you are the master of the Lord, we all have a master. We are all serving. The scripture says that our service must be focused and singular. And thirdly, the service is for the rest of our life. It's not just, oh, you come to God's house and you do something, that service. It's not that you quit the job and come to full-time ministry, that is service. Regardless of your age, regardless of your position, we are all serving God. We are all serving Him. All the days of our lives. And fourthly, the service that God wants is not something that is a very high standard. And it's not only that single for the rest of your life. But God desires that the entire family will serve Him. Because family is something that God has designed. Not only that He designed it, He established it. 你发现圣经里面有这么多的教导，这么多的故事都跟 family 跟家发生关系。There's so many teachings, so many examples that have something to do with family. 你看我这里提到了几个，挪亚方舟。 Again, I just listed a few, Noah and his family and the ark.
大家还记得吗？
Everybody's familiar with that story.
一家几口啊？
How many are in that family?
八口。
Eight.
你们年轻的孩子们是不是知道我们中文字反应怎么写？
All of you who's taken Chinese. On the left hand side is the character for boat. On the right hand side is a space of eight people. A family of eight is on a boat. So just imagine, take yourself back and think of it and picture it. And heaven and earth, the shower begins to pour. And for days on days, it rains day and night. And the flood begins to rise, and even the mountains are covered. And that day, only eight people. They were inside the ark. The entire family is saved. I don't know if you can picture the relationship that they had on that particular day. At that particular day, God took this entire family and brought them out of judgment. And the destroyer was sent to go through one household after another. Every doorpost that has not been covered by the blood of the Lamb, the destroyer will enter in and slay the firstborn. And when they see the blood upon the doorpost, and the destroyer will pass over. And the scripture made it very clear that the entire family is to have one lamb. And when the Lord numbered his people in the wilderness, he numbered them according to their tribes, according to their families. And every family is set forth and positions according to the tabernacle. And Joshua's proclamation concerning me and my house, we'll talk about that a little more later. And Obadiah, when he brought the ark into his family, Scripture says that the blessings of the Lord came upon the entire household.
Our
entire household was blessed because of what the father had done. And Ahaz was entirely the opposite. And twice the scripture says Ahaz has sold himself. Not only has he sold himself, he sold his entire household. This whole family was judged and disciplined by God. And the Ten Commandments.
神说那些爱我的，那些恨我的，不遵守我诫命的，这个神的审判是要三世代领导他们。
And the Lord says, those who depart from my laws, the judgment shall come upon the third and the fourth generation.
要追讨他的罪，自父及子，直到三世代。
And the Lord says, he will chase, he will discipline their children until to the third and fourth generation. And those who love the Lord.
守主诫命的，神说我要发慈爱直到千代。
And the Lord says that I will have mercy upon thousands of their generation.
一面来说，我们个人向神要负自己绝对的责任。
On the one hand, we personally need to be responsible with God.
但是另外一面，我们不能否认的。
And on the other hand, we cannot deny and we are often influenced by our family background, our family roots.
If our
parents did not discipline us well, then we live very casual and very loose. And if our parents did not help us establish a good, healthy relationship with God, then we don't care about God. We also see a lot of teachings concerning family living in the New Testament.
夫妻之间，父母亲跟孩子之间，
how between husband and wives, between parents and the children.
这个提摩太前书第五章第八节，彼得提到说，人一定要懂得眷顾自己的家人。
First Timothy says that men ought to know how to take care of their own family.
他说，人如果不看顾亲属，就是背了正道。
And those who do not care for their own family, they have forsaken the true word. They are worse than those worse than non-believers. And if they do not take care of their own family members, it's even far worse. So we have responsibility concerning members of our own family. And though yes, it's earthly relationships. But in God's sovereignty, He has ordained, He has stepped forth to it, and we are responsible for it. And Acts chapter 16, when Paul and Silas, when they were suffering in the jail, and the Lord released them. And the jailer went and received Paul and Silas in his own house. And you discover that this one act, salvation came to the entire household. That particular evening, the jailer and his entire family were baptized in the name of Christ. And Paul also says, if you believe on the Lord Jesus, you and your entire family will be saved. But you cannot minimize all your reactions and your acts towards God. Because oftentimes it brings about a great blessing for your family. But 1 Timothy chapter 3 talks about regardless whether you are overseers or you are deacons. And Paul says very clearly, you've got to be able to administer your house well. If you cannot rule over your house well, how can you rule over God's house? So this family, and for the rest of our lives,
is
the boundary, is an environment that we live in the most in our lives. And the time that we really are physically separated from our families, perhaps when we go off to school, but we were never really separated from the relationship with this family.
And
that day, your wings would take flight and you start your own family. And the boundaries and the times that we spend in our lives is often with our family. And this, the relationship that we have with our family members is also the most important. And a lot of terminology in Chinese that describes how tight and how close family members ought to be. Flesh and blood. And your hand and your feet. And they're of the same body, that this is very close, they're run by the same line. It's of the same exact line. So we ought to know family is very important. But I want to remind everyone one thing. Family is important. But if our family, our lifestyle is not centered around God, any other lifestyle, whether personally, or your family life, or fellowship, or church life, any kind of lifestyle that is not centered around God, you will not get God's very best. So a lot of people talk about the importance of having a family life.
And
a lot of people who do not believe in Jesus, they also have teachings and lessons in
family.
And their classes concerning parenting. The brothers of God's command for families. Not only should we pay attention to the family and enjoy the family, but ultimately that this family would belong to God and to serve God. So if we just simply have a very good family, good house, and we think that all our life is pretty good, it has nothing to do with God. But our joy is just but this life. And not to say that true joy is not really possible. So we get to have a good house, a good family. And we need to establish and build a family that is for God. A family that truly serves God. We want to come and take a look at God's commands for blessing in the family. I only mentioned three things. The very first one.
他说神所命定的，要是到我们的家里面能够蒙爱、蒙恩、蒙福。
And the family is a determined place for love and grace and blessings by God.
What have you learned after listening to the programs? Do you believe in Jesus? If you haven't believed yet, please click on Eternal Life on the homepage of Living in Jesus and believe in God and begin to enjoy the peace and the joy of the eternal life.